Hi guys, welcome back to Learn Thai with Ling. Today with me, Anchisa, your host. And today I have a very special guest coming to join us the interview today. She's a Thai girl living in Abu Dhabi for 3 years, and she has a lot of experience sharing with us either language barriers, culture shock reverts,
Exactly.
and other fun facts. And today it's just going to be a very casual talk. But first of all, let's welcome our guest and let her introduce herself.
Hi guys. Please call me I in short. In normally like my sister always call me, but I in Thai is mean chai. It mean I is mean it's chai, but you can call I that's mean I. I used to living in Abu Dhabi almost 3 years, working as a service crew for like, your family in days.
Wow, that
Yeah.
sounds fancy.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyhow, I don't think we're allowed to get into much detail into
Yeah,
that.
of course. But I
Yeah.
can share lots of the cultures and experience
Experience.
to work
Yeah.
in days.
Yeah. So when you first arrived there, how would you feel like in Abu Dhabi?
Oh, ex being honestly, living in Abu Dhabi, like since I alive in days, it's such a, being honestly, I don't even know the names of the city before I'm gonna float in days. But I'm Googled it and I found it, oh, Abu Dhabi is one of the Middle East. So basically the land is gonna be the sand and the deserts. Most of the land is gonna be the desert. So since I'm arrived there, it's such a, how can I say, like it's such a surprise and it's nice experience. Like people in there, they such a don't even talk and greeting much like in Thai culture. Mostly like when Thai people, they always smiling, friendly, keep like greeting you, right? But in day, like people, they don't even talk much. They just like look at you, keep an eye contact, and then just smile. But not much, not be like more friendly much. But it doesn't mean how gonna say it's gonna be rude, but it's that the culture in day.
I see. How did you feel? Because as you mentioned, we are very friendly, but then when you are, how did it make you feel?
It's feeling like how gonna say I need to adapt it in. So I need to adapt it in. It didn't feel like oh he being rude to me. Somehow it's feeling like oh what he getting mad on me or he just like looking me around or he want me some things. So like he look at me and I'm like, oh, what is that? What does that mean? It's different from the Thai culture, right?
Yeah.
People always keep smiling and
Oh,
saying
don't look at each other.
Exactly.
I think there's a viral video on TikTok where a black guy do the contents where like what are the people in each Asian country looking at him? And then when it come to Thailand, we don't even look. So they feel really, really great coming here because they don't feel like they're different or anything. So I think that's actually one of our part. I just realized that we don't really stare at anyone because it probably considering rude. I'm not sure.
I think it's depend. It's depend
Yeah.
on the situation of the.
Yeah,
It's depend on
right.
the
That's
situation.
awesome. So what about language? Which language are they using there?
They speaking Arab mostly,
Yeah.
but luckily they speak English also. So basically, people's talking the locals people for sure they're speaking Arab. But once of the, how can I say like they're strict of their culture, they don't even how can I say happy to welcoming foreigner to speaking Arab at all.
Oh, okay.
So it's mean like they are kind of like a group. I don't know. Maybe it's Abu Dhabi is different from the culture, but most of their how can I say Arab Emirates, they always like don't willing to foreigner to speaking Arab.
I
But
see.
mostly they speak English so well, so well.
So that is your observation. Let's see. We don't know the facts, right?
Yeah,
But
yeah,
that
yeah.
was you observed during the time. That's quite an experience. So, and in those moments of adjustment, were there any Thai sayings or concept that just didn't translate well into the culture? Like, we probably have some expression in Thai. For example, not to be rude, but did we say it a lot, like idog or something like that. So when you arrive there, you cannot actually using it, right? Because there is no equivalent
Yeah,
for it.
exactly. I don't know. The Mostly, like Arab people, they such a be humble person and being kind. They don't even swear. Maybe I don't observe the language that much, but that was I know as per my experience, they don't even swear that, because it relate on the cultures and dialect to the religious also. So if you're asking me, like, it's gonna be like oh, dogs, mostly they always like yalla yalla habibi, like
Oh,
yalla
what does that mean?
is mean like let's go, is it enough for that, like somehow situation, like you explain a lot and then Arab guys always like yalla yalla, I already got it, just
Let's move on.
let's go, like.
I see, that's funny. Yeah, how did you deal with those situations? Like when you're trying to explain something to them in English, of course, and then you say yalla or something like that. How did you feel? Were you thinking that it's rude or you were thinking it's just normal? How did you handle that situation particularly?
That not really rude though. So when they
It's
more,
just the culture
it's
of.
just the culture, like if they say yalla or that, I don't even think Arab people they shout, isn't it? They're shouting like when they're driving, they might like low their middle down and then hey whispers and then like speaking Arab like. But for a part of my side, I don't think it's not gonna be rude. It's part of the cultures.
Oh, well, you're very positive too, and you seem to very no no I mean you seem to very good adjust yourself to the new culture very quick. How long did it take you to you feel comfortable enough living there?
I think it depends. I think most of my personality is about there. I set myself first. Set mindset first. So you need to know, like, you're not living in the lands of your motherland. You know what I mean? So you need to adjust about your mental health, your mindset. So
Attitude,
you need to
yeah.
open. Don't be like a person who empty of the guards. Do need to be like open your mind. So mostly like adapt it in maximum is gonna be 3 months.
That's
Pity like sure, like okay, I can survive living in here. But a part of the culture shock in day is about I think it's about the ones of the culture is normally it relate on their religious because they are Muslim, right? They don't allow to guys or girl to talk each other in the public that much. But it's not like you go in the restaurant and the local guy cannot speak it to you. No, that mean that like a local guy cannot he cannot threaten you in the public.
Oh, actually,
So it's feel like oh how should I to be react because a part of the Arab peoples they attract you all like how to come to flirting you is different from the Thais.
Oh, you have a different culture of flirting.
Is it? Exactly.
Have you been flirted by Arabian guy?
Yeah, of course.
Was
It's kind of like a news. That's the thing I call it the news culture shock also, because you need to open. They don't even come to directly to you like in general normal Eastern or Western or Thai peoples, but Arab guys they always like you need to open your head up, and then they're gonna say they're. Of course, this is one of the trick. If you're looking for into the Arab guys,
Yeah.
you need to open your airdrop, and then sitting in a nice cafe, waiting for okay, which one gonna drop the a Snapchat or Instagram?
Oh my God.
Exactly,
Oh my God.
this one is a new experience. I thought, oh,
Really?
this is your open my world. Like, oh, it's not a part of their cultures.
That is actually a good idea. Like sometimes you got tired, but if you
Yeah.
send your let's say contact card through AirDrop and then you get to know each other. Oh, it's a good idea, guys. Take a tip.
Take a tip,
Any
take a tip.
guys, not just Arab, anyone.
Take a tip,
Right?
take a
Yeah,
tip.
take the tips. Yeah. So yeah, that was quite an experience living there. And you, after you coming back to Thailand now, this is the fun part. How did you feel? How long have you been back in Thailand?
So right now it's gonna be almost 2 months.
How did you feel?
It's feeling like okay, back to the lands of the smile. And in the beginnings, like it's kind of after how can I say that the cultures of the greetings in Thai people is such a different from the other country because I have many friends from other nationality, but I can't complain. But this is the fact from my side. This is my opinion. Is that I have been to. It's about like since I'm arriving, starting with my close friend, we didn't meet each other for a while. Then she's starting like, "Hi, Lily, meet you. You're looking fat. You're looking fat. You are you gain weight? And you're getting tan also."
Oh my
Because
God.
before like my nature is gonna be like a little bit yellow skin,
Yeah.
and after that I been days I'm getting tan
Getting tan
a
on you, yeah.
bit.
I see, and it's I think it's something, especially later generation, like Gen Z and Y, we are trying our best to not do that. But we cannot deny that it's a part of our culture already.
Yeah,
When you met
sure.
someone, you try to pick something that you're not supposed to. Like, for example, for me, of course, I'm a fat girl in Thailand, Asian, that's already hot enough.
Oh.
But, you know, like when you have like Songkran festival coming soon, right? And you need to meet all the relatives, and they are going to be like, "Oh my God, you eat a lot, don't you?" Something like
Yeah.
that. Well, I just say, like, okay, oh, like, I don't understand why when you meet for the first time in a while, why don't you ask me how have I been?
Yeah, like how
Did
I
I eat
eat?
anything? You know, but why you decide to mention something that is not
Yeah,
really
sure.
even important? And I've listened a podcast, I cannot remember what is it, but there is a tips that. This is not just for Thai people, anyone. If you don't want to create negative feeling, if you know that something that you don't like in on another person, and if they cannot change that in 2 minutes, don't say it. For example, if my lipstick is over my lips, you can say it.
Yeah, of course.
Because I can
I
change
have
it.
experienced once, you know, like
Yeah.
a crew they have they I don't know, like because I living in that position because halal of high is competitive, you know.
Yeah.
Like if that lip stuck in my teeth, they don't even say that because they try to like and how gonna say like they try to look down on you and don't even like saying that. But in here, people always talk directly.
About no, but what I'm saying that if it 2 minutes or something that you said and you think it's going to be useful for another person, then we are more than welcome. You can tell me, hey, your button are off. You sip or not, you
That
know, sip,
um.
you know. But it's something you cannot change in 2 minutes. For example, oh, you're getting tan, you should be whiter. How am I going to get whiter in 2 minutes? Then don't say it.
Exactly.
Maybe I like to
Yeah,
be tan. Like, oh,
exactly.
I'm fat. I cannot just lose my 20 kilos in 2 minutes. Then don't say it. You
Yeah.
know, right? So I really like the tips, to be honest. Like, okay, if you another person cannot, if it doesn't make another person feel good, if it doesn't make any useful thing,
True,
if it
true.
doesn't give the benefits to the person, another person, or they cannot change in 2 minutes, don't say it so that you don't go around spread negative energy. Sorry, off topic a little bit, but thanks for listening, guy. So yeah, any is there anything, how has your perceptions of the Thai language changed after living abroad?
No, I can say no because how can I say this is a mother language, isn't it? And a part of living on board, you might meet a Thai, some Thais in Thai also. So we used to speak in Thai also in Thai. So the answer is gonna be no. It's different because Thai is gonna be the beautiful language also to speaking explaining because. This is my mother language, isn't it? So the answer is going to be no. It's not Chinese though. But some kinds of word, I observe it is about they have many words from their LGBTQ word. Like for example, oh, Zheng Ma Zheng. Oh, right. So I observe about like they have many slang word in
New
Thai.
slang
News
words.
language somehow
Keep
like
updates.
I need to keep update also like June is mean oh good
Yeah.
Jin ma.
I have an episode about this
Oh,
word.
really?
So feel free to
Check
check
it
it out,
out. Check
guys. You too. It's
it
so fun, yeah. So,
out.
what advice would you give to tides people who plan to leave aboard?
Oh, the ones up there. Big advice is about just how to say, like, just open your mind and prepare to be a fast learner, and don't put your, how can you say, just put your personal things inside of you and being of a good observer and exploring. To think about, like, oh, I'm just a one of the foreigners there, so I'm not a local in there, but I do need to, let's speak about them, culture, religious, whatever, like, culture shock came to you, just be like, oh, just a part
Open
of it,
mind,
a
yeah.
part of it. You need to, like, accept it
I see.
and deal what going on inside your mind. But because in the end, people is not the same, finger is not the same.
Yeah.
You need to learn how to, like, blend it in. It's not like it. You need to be yourselves also, but somehow, like, just adapt it.
Yeah, just be respectful to
Yeah,
other people's culture.
that's what I
Everything.
mean.
That's awesome. And today's episode is a bit short because we are ran out of time. But
Oh, right.
don't worry, me and I will come back with another episode. She's really fun to talk with, and if you want to connect to her, she has a lot of experience sharing. So I will leave her Instagram in our description box. Don't forget to follow. And before you guys leave, also don't forget to subscribe to my podcast for more
Yeah,
fun
please
episodes.
go ahead.
And see you again soon. Thank you so much for spending time.
Sawadee ka. Yeah, thank you for
Sawadee
having me. Bye, have a
ka.
lovely day, guys.
Bye-bye.